If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, AdCare can help. With locations in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, help is just around the corner. Your path to recovery begins at AdCare. Call AdCare now at 1-800-ALCOHOL. That's 1-800-ALCOHOL. Bert Breer, the MMQB, is with us here on Patriots Preview. Bert, that's Rob Gronkowski on Friday.
I don't think it's a coach's decision, isn't it? Because if you ask Bill, he'll tell you it's a doctor's decision, right?
Yeah.
So this is like a little game of cat and mouse they're playing here.
Something like that, yeah. Chris, you should explain this to Bert.
Okay.
You sort of thought Gronk was maybe acting a little bit there on Friday?
I just thought, you know, after the prior week where it sort of became a story, his reaction to the line of questioning about his production, that he was trying to come off as sort of happy-go-lucky Gronk and sort of oversold it on Friday because he didn't want anybody to think that in the midst of a six-game winning streak, he's down about his numbers and not getting his money.
I think everyone's trying to put a smile on it. I personally think everyone's trying to put a happy face on this thing because I think they see what we see, which is a guy who's lumbering around there who looks like he's hurt, who doesn't demand extra attention anymore the way that he may have even earlier in the season. You know, the Lions treated him like he was the gunner on a punt team.
Oh, my God. He was like the Secret Service protection in that game.
The way they were covering him. And now, I mean, what you've seen over the last month is teams are basically saying, and this goes back, I think, there's a perception out there he can't run anymore. And so what teams are saying to the Patriots is basically, if he's going to make the circus catch, we can live with that. But we don't think he can run away from our guy anymore. We don't think he can separate from our guy anymore. So we don't feel the need to put extra attention on him. And as you guys know, that changes the math everywhere.
Yes, it absolutely does. There's no question about that. I mean, is this injury, Bert, one that's going to linger for the rest of the year?
I don't know. I mean, I think that sometimes ankle injuries, things sometimes are listed as maybe an ankle or a foot, and there's something else there. And I think this is one of those where you might have to manage it for a while. And look, I mean, part of this is trying to do what they did last year, which he looked like he wasn't himself in the middle of the season, and they got him back to a point where he was fantastic in December and January, played great in the Super Bowl. I don't think he knows or they know whether or not he's going to be able to get back to that point. What I know is that this week for the first time I heard the word retirement again. Yeah. And
from someone
who would know. And I'm not like – I've made this point a bunch over the last few weeks. Once athletes open that door, it typically doesn't just close again. Right? Like, once an athlete opens that door and starts talking about retirement, you don't hear that, like, go away for 5 years and then come back, you know?
Unless you're Ben Roethlisberger.
Normally it comes back year after year after year. Like, well, yeah. Ben went for a few years where it was talked about. I mean, Favre is the best example of this. He would vanish to Mississippi, and, like, the Packers wouldn't know whether or not he was coming back or not.
Yep.
And so I think that's sort of where Gronk is right now, where he's very much like year to year, like let's see what happens on a year to year basis.
Yeah. And I think for a lot of players who have been in that spot, when they say they're thinking about retirement, they're already there mentally.
Yeah.
And when things get hard, it gets harder. And for Rob Gronkowski, he probably doesn't feel great right now. He's dealing with multiple injuries.
Right.
And therefore, he can't be the player he wants to be.
Yep.
And it just mentally puts you in a place that you don't want to be.
And it's like if it's already there, then where's it going to be in February? And this is all what they all go through. You know, like in February and March, like a lot of them are like, I don't know if I can do that again. You know, like they're like, I don't know. Like, and then, you know, you spend the off season building yourself up and then you get to the end of July and you're ready to go. I think with Gronk, it's like, I think he'll probably be feeling the same way he did at the end of last year, at the end of this year, based on how the first 10 weeks have gone.
Right.
Is he able to get himself back in the kind of place mentally where he needs to be in June and July where he wants to play?
Well, I think he needs to be healthy, and therefore I think no matter whose decision it is today, coach, doctor, training staff, whatever, it's the right one.
And hey, if I'm the Patriots, I know they probably won't do this. If I'm the Patriots, Beetle, and I think I may have said this on the show this week, right? I just tap him and I say, don't worry about the incentives. Just get yourself right. Just don't worry about
that.
You
think it's like a wink wink?
Yeah, me and Curran went back and forth on this a little bit, and there are probably some, like, based on just 2018, there probably are some other guys in the roster who deserve more because he skipped the entire offseason program, right?
Yes.
Like, to me, it's like, if this is going to be it, I don't mind giving him a couple extra $1 million as, like, his brass ring. You know, you've been underpaid for so long.
The old golden parachute.
Like, you've been underpaid for so long. We're making this one last run with you. we're gonna take care of you so you can take care of yourself.
Right, or at the very least, you know, how much is it per game when he doesn't play?
It's $109,375 per game he loses every game he misses.
Knows it to the penny. I would just at the very least say you're getting all that money.
Right.
Yeah, because this is number three. He's already lost over $300,000.
Yep. At the very least, you're saying don't worry about not being active on game day. You're still getting paid.
Right, right.
At least.
I just think there's a way that you can probably, for a guy who's clearly in a place mentally that isn't great, like, you can at least give him some peace of mind.
Alleviate that stress about, you know, not getting to the incentive point. But what's ironic about that, though, is, like, I feel like a lot of times, and Mark and I have talked about this, you know, the incentives were in there as a carrot for him to play through injury.
I know.
And now they don't want him to do that. And so it's just interesting. At one point, the incentives were that carrot to make sure he got out on the
field. He's pushing through because he'd always played by different rules than everybody else.
You know, that when he was nicked up, and so you didn't have to do the joint email with the Gronkowski family about what his injury situation was. And I think maybe he pushed it against Buffalo when he shouldn't have. But I know hopefully.
It's so funny because, like, don't you sort of look at this guy as like, this is why they usually don't bend the rules for people, right? Like, this is why, because you get yourself in these situations where, I mean, this is probably a good example of why they have been sort of stringent when it comes to that sort of stuff with almost every other player.
I think we all just sort of hope that Gronk can pop in a good way in the second half of the season.
There you go, Chris.
Now, to talk about something non-Patriots related, it sounds like Le'Veon Bell will not be showing up by Tuesday to the Steelers. Are you hearing the same?
This is a pride thing for Le'Veon at this point.
Wow.
Which is, I mean, it's a pride thing. And
is that dug in?
I'll just tell you this. People around him advised him to take the deals the Steelers put on the table in 17 and 18. The Players Association advised him, take the deal. And he looked at it and he views himself, I don't want to be paid like a running back. I want to be paid like an offensive weapon. And we talked earlier about how the Sammy Watkins contract and the Allen Robinson contract affected things. Like, a lot of skill players, whether they're receivers or not, were looking at those deals and saying, I'm better than that guy. And Le'Veon Bell can legitimately say, I'm better than those two players. I deserve to get paid more than them. That's just not what the market is. And so I think at this point, he's already waved goodbye to $8.55 million. He's due a little less than $6 million for the rest of the year. I think it's at this point, like, this becomes such a pride thing to him. I mean, it's how weird it, like so if he's not going to show up on Tuesday, and the Steelers have no idea, the Steelers don't know what type of shape he's in or anything else right now. How weird is it that just ahead of the deadline, he freaking shows up in Pittsburgh and, like,
he's
playing hoops at, like, the Lifetime Fitness or something like that.
Yeah, he's playing hoops.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like, I don't know, I could make some sort of relationship analogy here. I don't know what it would be. Maybe it'd be like, you know, the guy with the boom box, like, over his head.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
say anything.
John Cusack out there with the boom box.
All right, Bert, appreciate you being here.
All right, thanks,
guys. Talk to you soon. That's Bert Breer, the MMQB.